3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Little early start on the Mike O'Mara Show today because I have to make an effort to see as many physicians before I die as possible. A little orthopedic issue that developed for me on a Friday that is a bit problematic, and I will be addressing it today. And so it was so problematic that I called this doctor I had an appointment with in about a month and saw, you know, that I asked if there was any way I could get in early because I had a problem. I'll explain it in a second. And they said, he has a cancellation on Monday.
That's
and I'm
lucky.
Like, that's good. Now, when you get an injury, a sports injury of any kind, and you're with the people that that I am with, it becomes kind of a study in human empathy. I was on the golf course on Friday, just about, I want to say, 11-ish, 11:15-ish in the morning, and I'm warming up.
This makes me chuckle, because when you said empathy, I thought you meant, of course, the doctor, but it's not going to have to do with
you
the doctor's.
You got to go out
empathy.
And come back in to quit your popping, so okay. Do that, please.
Now, is this before a round, after a round? Are you
this is prior to playing. I am playing roughly at 12:15 p.m. Now, I have had, you know, I bitch about everything on this show, so I assume I have bitched about the fact that I have shoulder issues.
Yes.
But it's been really probably two months of this, you know, where
you got a shot a few weeks ago.
I got a shot that didn't do bupkis, And then I was really concerned that I wouldn't be able to play these little tournaments I play. And then took a week off after these tournaments and was ready to get back. But I was nervous because it still hurt. And actually looked at, there's so much information you can get online right now with finding out whether or not, you know, you can do this, you can do that, and they all give you suggestions and exercises and stretching, and I'm doing all of it, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to do it. So I get there, I arrive, I've got plenty of time. I said, I'll take it nice and easy to warm up, and I'm warming up, and the difference between this and other times is it hurts right out of the gate. Even when I'm sitting there just doing my little like that, it hurts to do that in the shoulder.
Did something change, or your first shot when you got to the golf course? Did you notice?
No, this happened. This happened after a few little warm-ups. Now, during my self-diagnosis phase, when I'm online and I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going on, I determined it was not the shoulder as much as the bicep muscle, that it was a strained. None of this is guaranteed. Because although I play one on podcasts, I am not a medical doctor. I do not have anything to do with it.
Will you entertain a question?
I will indeed, yes.
Okay, when you were online trying to figure out what was wrong, how many clicks did you do before it said you had cancer? Because for me, it's normally 4 clicks, and it says you may want to check for cancer.
Rob, fortunately, these are orthopedic issues, so it doesn't go down that trail. That would be, in the rest of the body.
By the way,
your camera looks good. Your beard looks good.
Thank you.
So it's good to have you back on the show, Oscar. I'm sorry, Rob. There you go.
For some reason in my head, I was thinking 45. I don't know what happened to me today. I'm in mourning.
You'll be the only man in history that can run that into the ground. There you go.
Oh, I don't think I'll be the only one. I'd just be really good at it. No, that was the first thing Robert said when he saw me. He said, Dad, your beard looks good. I had gotten several comments.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
On other, well, I'm not searching for that. I'm just saying that.
No, but it looks good.
I've gotten comments on other pages that say, Rob, you really should grow your beard back. You look like an egg. And I said, that's enough.
Yeah,
I don't need that. And so I stopped shaving the day my dad passed because he was a bearded guy.
Well, don't go, keep it nice.
Right.
Don't be like those motorcycle people that used to have food in it that I hung out with.
No, I want to be look like someone that would look like on Pawn Stars. That's what I want. Or Duck Dynasty. Also great. But it it is great to be back. And Josh, thank you last night for helping me getting things all set here at the house. So,
there is no, nothing of that dire nature in my arm. But I determined myself that it's probably a bicep thing. Mm-hmm. And that's where the pain was, the front of the shoulder. And the one of the bicep muscles goes up the bicep and then around, hooks to the shoulder and around the back. All sorts of complicated things, the shoulder, very complicated joint. So that's what I determined. But at the same time.
So was O'Mara's. That was another complicated joint.
Another complicated joint. I'm doing, I'm pressing on certain little things to see if it's okay. I get out there, take my little warm up. There's not any real comfortable. I'm trying to figure out a way to do it that doesn't hurt. And then I said, I'll go back to my old way of swinging, which takes it's a lot of hands and a lot of arms and takes a lot of strain off the
when you go back to an old method, is that like when you see a kid at a bowling alley throwing the ball between their legs? Have you taken it to its
not
simplest
quite
level?
Quite like that, but it's something where I'm just going, it's kind of old reliable, and as soon as I did that,
yeah,
I felt and I hate it when people say I heard a pop. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. I did not hear a pop. I felt an amazingly sharp pain, debilitating pain right in the middle of the bicep.
Okay.
And it immediately, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even pick the golf clubs up in my left hand at this point. Ooh. So I make my way over, because after all this, the first thing you don't have to think about yourself or getting ice on it or doing anything. You have to think about the old codgers and the codger that runs the game.
Mm-hmm.
who will not give you a shed of empathy, because he is
made
now
it clear before that you better die if you're going to miss a tee time.
That's exactly what it is.
And Mike, I know it didn't pop, but I do have a sound of the injury that happened.
Okay. So I'm taking a swing.
And then, of course, that's it right there. Boom.
That's the muscle.
Yeah, it's a muscle.
And so I walk over and it's like the walk of shame. And we're so set in our routines out there that on this driving range, you walk along the group that I play with, and you're getting a lot of this.
They already sense something's off?
They sense something's off.
Uh-huh.
And I walk over, and I say to the guy, I'm not going to be able to go today. I can't swing a club. And I hear, all right. Hold on. And then I walk sheepishly behind him as he's walking back over to grab the playing card for the day. And then he said, okay. I said, is there anything else you need? He said, yeah, I need
$30.
Oh, and God. So I give him my $30 buy-in.
He didn't say, well, I can't reach into my wallet at the moment.
Yeah, it's a rough reach.
And then once I give him the $30, I get, hope you're doing okay. Hope you do better. And I was like,
you leave
like Ralphie in A Christmas Story, you know, you leave like this because you can't play with your pals anymore on the playground.
Well, once he got the $30. Yeah, that's true. Once you got the $30, but you were there, did you get any credit for showing and not phoning in that you're not going to be able to play?
No.
They don't care. They don't
know
details like
that,
at
effect.
All.
Not
all right.
Zippy. Was, zippy, right. Not a niente.
Was there any thought of prepaying for missing this week?
No, because once you give them now here's the rub. I notified the guy that was right next to the. I notified the guy that runs the Tuesday game, who was standing right next to the guy that runs the Friday game, that I would not be for the foreseeable future. And listen to me stutter, because that's the way I would do it out there. I'll have a but blue. There was no. I notified him. I said, and Kevin, I'm out for Tuesday. As I warned Kevin, I might be. I was going to see how I felt on Friday.
Right. Right.
And Kevin and I have a history of, he's gotten angry at me before. I've told that story, I think, about the insensitivity of all of it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Josh looks confused. It's when I was, it's the guy that, you know, that lambasted me, even though I had notified him by email from the hospital, Josh. Mm-hmm. That's when I did. And it was, so that's that. And then I go home and I start immediately icing the situation. And then I start reading about it. And they say, ice on every hour or so. You want to put about 15, 20 minutes of ice on it. And I do that. I made several mistakes where I was picking something up like this, and it would be a sharp pain. That has diminished. And then they said you should notice if there's a tear, rupture of that kind, something very big in that. They said you should see some bruising. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going to go, no bruising. No bruising. I'm able to use the shoulder in a variety of different ways, and that seems to be getting better. And, you know, once again, no bruising. If something is going ping, you know, and I have this rips away or tears away, that's what supposed. This is my medium level of knowledge about things like that. So I'm looking for that.
Do you sleep on your back? Do you sleep on your side?
I sleep on my side with the bad shoulder under me.
That's so how bad was that?
That wasn't bad. I put my arm straight out.
Okay.
And so let me go to
like he used to back at the
wide
camps.
Shot here. And then then I wake up the next morning and I see a tiny little bruise.
Oh.
And then today, let me see if I can get this up a little closer. Today.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a little bruise.
That's a little bruise. So that's
isn't this a pretty big cover story to cover for Carla? Because I know she's not been happy with you, Mike, and you just have to let her hit you when she hits you.
Right. I think how's the other arm?
I've never gotten one from like the inside. Like it's usually something that you stumble into. I had a lot of moves like that when I was hooching it up pretty good. That's what I have.
How much have you been leaning into the injury at home?
You know, not a lot.
That's a dead arm.
There's no time. There's no time.
Dead arm.
Outside of, hauling stuff to baseball in and out of the car.
Right.
And that was blissful because I haven't really thought about it because I have a second thing that's almost, if not more important than, my favorite sport down here is watching my kid in tournaments. And they won their tournament over the weekend, which was really, really, it was one of the best baseball weekends. They finally matched my kids down to the level they're supposed to play on. And they had a really, really good weekend. And I don't care what the level is, if you're playing in one of these tournaments where they have, these eight teams, nine teams show up.
Right.
I don't know how many kids play in these tournaments, Josh. I don't know how many teams usually go. It's they play.
I think it's like six to eight teams.
They play two games on Saturday and then single elimination on Sunday, and so we were we won the whole shebang, which was really, really cool.
How was Michael with that? Because I know he gets so
he was great. He was four. He was 4-for-4, and he played a little catcher. He played a little first, and he played a little third, which was a lot of fun. And this, I want to give a shout out to. Let me see if I hope I've got all the home runs because I remember them. One, the brothers Andrew and Anthony, both back to back. I think on Saturday they had home runs, which was just watch it. I don't care how old you are, you're talented if you can hit a ball out of any ballpark.
Sure.
If you can do that. So then we had home runs from Yandel, who just hit a beauty yesterday. Easton, congratulations to Easton. He hit a dinger. I know I'm going to leave somebody out. I don't want anybody to feel bad, but it's really, really cool. And, Michael got four hits. So it was great. And then Jeremy, MVP of our championship game, who pitched a complete game win and was throwing great. It was
so
really fun to watch.
I'm guessing the ride home was pretty ebullient with,
it was.
And you said, shut up, my arm.
we never linger on it. We never linger on it if it's bad. We really don't. But, Carla worked on Saturday. Saturday, came up for the games on Sunday. And what was really cool is we didn't have to be up there until 12:30 since we were the number one seed. Mm-hmm. And then we played back-to-back games, 12:30 and 2:30, which was bliss. Lot of sunflower seeds. Just disgusting sunflower seed shells all over the ground as I'm just going,
because you can't shell peanuts.
No.
With your dead arm.
You can't do that. And the thing is, Rob, two hands shake into the mouth.
Yeah, it's like loading a small, you know what? It's like loading a Nerf gun. You put them all in there and then you're ready to go for a while.
Yeah, it was fun. It also was really fun.
No one sits too close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was happy about that. And Carla was to my right and she goes, she'll say something like, if I miss one and it comes out to the side,
right.
And she'll say, excuse me. Sorry, dear. But yeah.
Since it's Florida, does anyone ever ask?
But look, I'm able to hold this cup and stuff like that. Look, see, this is it.
You just can't bring it to your mouth. We're going to get you a straw, Mike.
Just a little makeup over that proof.
No, I'm frightened. I am doing this to be able to play the game I love. That's it. I can't.
Since it's Florida, right, when you are spitting those seeds, does anyone ever just assume their teeth?
I thought you were going to say that they'd, the plants will start growing.
Yeah.
You eat the germinating seed, you know.
Yeah, what you leave behind is the chafe. It's useless.
The chafe is absolutely no good. Can a bird or anything like that eat the chafe and survive, or a squirrel, or do they need the seed too? Can't they chew on that exterior?
Squirrels are rats, so I imagine they could do it. And you know what? If there's salt, or maybe, squirrels might
salt.
Squirrels might love the taste of human spit.
I got at the store BOGO two bags of David's Jumbo Low Sodium at the grocery store at the Publix.
Mike, I'm back in Northern Virginia, I miss the BOGO. The BOGO always seems to land where you need it. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I found. If you want something and you're like, I'd like to pay a little less than that. But then you're getting two.
Let's get to that, because I'd like to know, your delightful, what are you doing there? What are you eating there? What was that?
That's a cough drop. I'm sorry.
Okay. What was your homecoming like?
It was, oh my God, the dogs went out of their mind. It was so rewarding. It was awesome.
To be fair, the dogs thought you passed.
They did. I mean, and every time I left the house this weekend, when I came back, it was another victory for the dogs. I mean, there's a certain level of greeting. I know we're all dog owners. Do you have dogs that when they get real excited, they just can't stand it and they like bring you a shoe or a toy or something like that?
No, I have dogs that when they get really excited, they piss on everything.
Well, this is better than that.
My dog does the toy thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Every time we come home, go grab a toy.
It's really nice to hear you talking about this, and I was going to maybe mention it later in the show, but we are now considering for the older dog anxiety medication. We think that's why he's marking his territory in the house.
Just going to share with him?
You know what? I'm going to share a new address. That's what I would like to share, because I right now I wouldn't blink if those animals were out of my life. I hate to say it, but it's the way I look. It's the way I feel about it.
Would you give
They're
the dog
needy.
To
they a... They don't bring me any joy.
A $100 super chat? Would that get a dog to somebody?
Did we get a $100
no,
super chat?
No, I'm just saying, if someone were to donate $100, could you give them a dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they'd
what is Mike Does the Stranger? What does that mean?
That is a sexual practice where you let your hand fall asleep before you.
How do you know that? And I don't know that.
Because
wow.
The entire album.
He's been in Miami.
Yeah, I have. And also the Kenny, the Billy Joel album is about that.
About that?
It's not really.
But masturbating with a dead arm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, Super Chat's always welcome. Thank you for giving it our first plug.
The dogs were delighted to see me, very excited. So good to just be back in my house. See my car. I was talking with Robert, and Robert was. It was great to see him too. And he was like, "Dad, it's so good to be home." I said, "Yeah,
did
it really
you
is."
A toy also.
He did not. But
so
he did
have,
compliment my
dogs.
Beard. Yep.
We have Robert.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, my mom picked me up at the airport, which was awesome. And you
is
know,
your wife doing dick for you at all? Is she saying hello even now, or what's going on? Is there something we need to know? I'm very curious.
She sent me a flurry of texts. And
what when you were home?
No, well, she's house sitting, as you know. We established.
No, I didn't know that. I forgot. I thought
we established last week that when I said I'd be coming home, she said that'll be great. Look forward to seeing you Monday. And so I've not seen her yet, but we did text. I don't even think I've phoned her. No, I haven't.
I think Josh and I are both letting that land a little.
I think you should. And you know what? I'm still letting it land myself. I really thought I brought back some nice stuff for her. And
why did somebody say poor Carrie? Why did Chris Arnold say
Because Rob I'll back. Explain why. Because
why?
What they do is they put in their mind, this poor woman has been with Rob for, well, almost married 30 years, but longer than 30 years. She's so tired of me and my nonsense.
I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Go, baby.
Do you think that's why you're a little... Look, we all know you've been dealing with it, but I know how it works.
Right.
You know, after a certain time, you kind of... It settles over you. It settles in. Has that got you maybe just a little out of sorts, the fact that there hasn't been any... You know, that she didn't take... Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
How close would the house that she's house sitting at be to your domicile?
5-10 miles. It's a drive. I think the thing that hurt me the most my father, it was determined that, you know, he was coming home for the, you know, the last rodeo. And all along she said, do you want me to come down? Can I be of any help? And, you know, sometimes just being there is great. Josh proved that when he came and took me to lunch. Just seeing a face is nice. And if it's your wife, all the better. But I said, you know, she's busy and she's got a lot of stuff to do. And it's my dad and I can take care of all this. But when it was that final week and a half or so, I did call her. I said, you know, if you could come down, it would be great. And she said, there's just so much to do. Hard to get out of work, and I've got this house sitting commitment. Julia did come down, which was amazingly nice, and I just look forward to seeing her tonight.
All right. I mean, yeah, there's not much to say.
I absolutely agree with you, Mike. There isn't much to say.
Yeah.
But I was excited to maybe see her. I'd been gone a long time. Do you know, in the past 4 months, I've been gone like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
When I got home, I bought a car and,
Chance to drive around in that a little bit?
You know, it was 88 yesterday in Leesburg. And
oh, we'll
sunny.
Talk about that in the news today.
And
that,
I had all the windows down, sunroof open, cruising
the North
around.
Dallas 40 going through a bit of a heat wave.
Drive through those cherry blossoms.
Yeah. Oh man. You know what? That's why Carrie didn't come home. She was at the cherry blossoms. They're
why
beautiful.
Does my camera look weird? I don't know why. It looks like my camera looks like it's got a lens that's been had Vaseline put on it. It's
well, it makes you clear. Pretty like Cybill Shepherd.
I'm gonna take a chance. I'm gonna go into our thing.
Oh, are you gonna click on the beauty tab?
I'm gonna just try to work on the sharpness a little bit.
There is an actual setting for sharpness.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh
wow, that Turney. Is something a half, isn't
look
it?
Look at that.
Turney's world.
Wow. No, I want it sharper than that.
That's good. We can smooth off some of
the spots.
You spend a lot of time in the sun.
The age spots.
Well, they're freckles is what they're. Beauty spots, like Marilyn Monroe.
Spots. I call them age spots.
It's
that's what
better
they
than
are.
Bruises.
Yeah. You know what? I can't stand the fact that I am looking at our comments and the only reference to it is poor Carrie. And then it stops. At like 7:54, it stops. That is just driving
she
me
is,
nuts.
Don't let that bother you, Mike. I mean, she's got.
But immediately, right? Everybody wants to talk about the sun damage. Of course I have sun damage. Come on now.
Well, talk about me. I'm broken. I can't even make my wife want to come home when I've been away for 3 months.
I will say, though, you could have driven the 5 miles also. You were excited to drive your car. But also, there's a little jealousy of a little bit of independence. A little bit of independence is nice.
Yeah,
is there any chance do you think that's a very nice spin? You're a very nice person. Mm-hmm. You're very nice to your friend. But I will say this: I like to attack these things with a direct lens.
As far as independence, if she had been home like with a sandwich waiting for me. Let's take a moment to think how unlikely that would be. Like, excited to see me when I got home.
I don't know her, so I mean, I don't know her as well as you do. I mean, that would be unlikely. There wouldn't be.
No, that would no chance.
No, when you say no chance, is this because there's a lack of thoughtfulness in your relationship with her? Not overall. I mean, I'm sure she's thoughtful with a lot of people.
I think it goes both ways.
You're not thoughtful to her either.
I can be, but she can be too, you know? So, I mean, we choose our spots, I guess.
Josh, this is what we refer to as the Rob Inquisition, and it's not an inquisition, but you'll find it's very, I think you've been with us long enough, it's very difficult to really get to the heart of the matter here. I speak Rob, and I'm getting a little mad for him. I'm just getting a little, I can't help it.
I think it's
both sides.
Totally honest. I can't speak for her. But for me, I would have liked, I don't want Hail the Conquering Hero. But when I said, you know, I'll be home at 1 o'clock on Saturday, I would have loved for her to be there. I would have. Because you know what? It was my first time home in a long time. And I haven't seen her. And
do you think
I would
it
have
means
liked
anything?
It means that she's the best house sitter in Loudoun County.
See,
she doesn't.
You won't answer that question directly.
But see, Rob, I find one thing is also you are passive about your requests. So you'll be if there's nothing else going on.
But should I have to request that she's home? Wouldn't you kind of think that's assumed?
Maybe what she
and
does require.
And if I asked, it would cheapen it.
No, I think if it was me, I would say, I need you to be down here now.
Okay.
That's exactly how I would put it. Okay. I think
sometimes, Rob, you'll say, where you could just say, it'd be great to see you when I come home. You always add an extra, it'd be great to see you when you come home, unless you have something else to do. You give an out instead of just saying clearly what you would like.
I suppose you're right. I've dug my hole. But yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm a passive guy. It's deep-seated inside of me from way back. But it's kind of worked for 30 years. So I guess we'll keep it up. It's our system.
You're
it's
hurt.
Not a good one. What's that?
You're hurt.
A little bit. Yeah.
I mean,
when you want to surprise your wife with something that we'll talk about later, but a definite stroke of good luck that struck since we last spoke, and I was going to surprise her with something.
Yeah, and, now this, can I set this up for you?
Please, please.
I think it's, would 6 o'clock-ish be Eastern time be the right time?
6:30,
On Thursday night?
Yeah.
Thursday night, I get a call from...
This was Friday. I'm sorry. It was Friday.
Friday night. Yeah. Friday night, I get a call from Rob. And he's out of his mind, happy. And he's calling me from, you know the name of it, right?
Calder's. It's my new place.
And he is calling me for one reason and one reason only. Winner,
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 yes.
Chicken dinner.
There it is, Mike.
That's
is
the big one.
Rising Rockets Emperor. And
that's
again,
like everything I watch online every weekend.
It celebrates the Chinese culture or the Japanese culture or the Asian culture.
Now, does it have the whole thing up above,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I think this guy, I was too busy winning to actually videotape my own play.
Yeah.
But what happens is I started to watch other people play this game. And Josh, I'm sorry to have you covered up like that.
I'm fine.
That there are three hanging bouquets of firecrackers. And the more green and pink and blue things, you just saw a green one go, that lights the fuse on the firecrackers. And when the firecrackers go, that's when the money happens. Now, you can get like six emperors and you get a decent win and all that stuff.
Those are called line hits.
But I'm so focused on
Are emperors wild?
No, but if you get a lot of them,
what's your wild? What's your wild symbol on this game?
You know what? Don't care.
Well, no, it does matter because that's how you get your line hits, Rob.
Well,
those are wild.
The dragons.
The dragons are wild.
See, I was so focused
on firecrackers
on the firecrackers that I was paying 2 cents And so I guess that's 186 credits or whatever. So like $1.80 a spin. But I'm watching people.
By the way, incidentally, that's the way they get you. So you say, oh, it's
only slot.
It's only a penny slot, but it doesn't matter. You're still doing at least a dollar bet.
Exactly. And I've started watching that you can see when the, I think we're about to have a win here. You can see when the firecrackers are getting lit and getting closer to going.
But that doesn't affect the algorithm. So you might have firecrackers all the way up to the top, irrelevant to the spin.
Mike, I'd like to think that. However, when I watched and I saw a guy leave the machine when all the firecrackers were all lit up, he frustrated himself.
Right move. Absolutely. Because it's all predicated on how much money gets put in. And when it's, you know, and it's programmed to, after a certain amount of money goes into the machine, be poised to hit. So that's not a bad move at all.
You always go behind a loser.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I went against my own theory and I played a little of the blackjack that's like an electronic robot dealer and won there, won a little bit at virtual electronic dealer roulette. And I was up, you know, it's great. I went into the casino with like $100 saying, I'm going to lose this much money and then we can go home. I never got more than $60 into my pocket because the money just kept coming in. And then after three good hits on Rising Rockets, I was, I'll say, in excess of $500 up. And you know what? That's a pretty good afternoon's work. And it was a blast. And I have never been a big fan of the electronic slot machines that don't have, like, mechanical wheels in them. But I'm transferred. I'm into it now. It's my deal.
Do you understand the game?
No.
After playing it for hours.
I don't. But I do know that when those rockets go, it's fun. And I get it, Mike. You talk about the action, right? And when you get the thing where you're trying to fill up the boards and there's doubles and everything and you just, you know, dollar here, $5 here, $6 here, $5, $2, $1. It was thrilling. And, you know, and Kathy was up for the week too. It was just a good week. And that was a good way to end.
I was just so happy for you because it's like, I was told a long time ago, maybe on the show, somebody told me that what I'm doing is essentially self-hypnosis.
Yeah.
Where there is nothing like those bells and whistles to take you away. I mean, well, I feel bad for, you know, the people that, you know, lose and think that it's just a way to get back into, and because there are people that do that and they get crushed. But the addiction, and God knows for people it's an addiction.
Oh, here we
in many
go.
Cases.
I think we're about to go. Here we go. The triple bet.
Did it happen?
Yes.
Now is this you or is
this is on YouTube because I was too busy playing to tape.
I got it. Okay, so but you got the same kind of bonus.
Exactly, and it's so cool because right before the fireworks go, the slot machine shakes.
Oh yeah, we got it. Quadruple.
So he's going to get a quadruple here.
Yes.
Meaning four boards that he's going to fill up with the bonus. And every time you get a coin and a bonus, you get reset.
Right,
so you get four tries.
Yeah, you get
board.
It reset so it keeps gives you more spins.
And it
That's
was
a lot of tiers. Did you get a four tier?
I did one time get a four tier.
That's cool. That's
and then,
very,
of course,
cool.
The prize boost, Mike.
And the prize boost just gets all the prizes down below in whatever, wherever that rocket goes.
Yep.
It doubles, triples, quadruples.
Can we see a word, please? A four-digit number?
And a word means like it's a major, a minor.
Yeah, I got the mini a couple times. That was $30.
Of course you did. That's what everybody gets, the mini, those
Yeah,
bastards.
You know what, though? I'll take them. I'll take $30 on $1.80.
Yep.
But anyway, that is my new game.
Yay!
I was lucky to have in a week down there, or the last week, some isolated moments of happiness, and that was a really great one. And Mike, you were the first person I called because I
know,
knew
because
your shoulder
I, you
was
know how excited I love it when people call me from a casino. I love it. It's just like because it allows me to live vicariously through them, and because
my
Rob's
mom was pissed. She didn't. She said, you called Mike first. How dare you?
Because you know what? And then he was doing the smart thing, which was even better. I said, you turn that $600 into $1,200. He said, no, I'm getting the hell out of here.
No,
that, which
I
was
had
really
to get
cool.
out. Which was so counterintuitive to me. I love to give all my money to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kathy sort of helped me, coerced me in leaving. She said, it's time to leave. I said, you know what? You're right. Today was successful. So my shout out to Calder's, and also, Mike, I am now a Calder's member. So I'm getting texts and emails.
Well, they
and,
want that money back.
They do.
And did
they
you get any freebies while you were there with your amazing amount of play?
Mike, I got when I signed up, I didn't get any for play, but I did get $25 in free play because, Mike, I am now a senior citizen.
There you go.
As I mentioned that before, which I loved. Doing that.
I watch, and I'd love to book her once again, because I think she's Florida. Lady Luck, she's one of these slot influencers, a million two subscribers, mm-hmm. numbers we could even, that we fantasize about.
If you're
about.
Ever down there, Mike, it's huge. It used to be a racetrack, but the casino floor feels new.
Have you been to the guitar? Have you been to the Hard Rock?
We did not go to the Hard Rock.
Okay, no. I would just be curious how it measures, since that's the big enchilada down there. I would be curious how it measures.
The next time
up to
I have
that.
A dying family member, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the Hard Rock.
That's right. Hi. anyway, yeah.
Well, you're like family.
Well, no, I mean, I'll use the line that was used with my cousin Johnny at my mom's reception after her funeral. Well, it's official. We're in the on deck circle now.
That's exactly the way.
But I mean, it was cool that you do that. And Kathy likes to play the games as well.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Sometimes she'll just stop by the Big Horse because it's sort of on the way to places. Gulfstream or the Gulfstream, I guess.
I can't believe that. That many down there. See, I'm not on that side of the state, so I have no idea what it is, but it's very, very cool.
Yeah, the Gulfstream is really pretty, but boy, they love taking your money.
Probably all do. You know, they shut
down. Not Calder's, not my friends at Calder's.
They shut down all the little cheapos down here. Mm-hmm. You know, the Spin and Win that I used to go to with Carla.
Of course.
Oh, they did a sweep. They did like a massive operation where they took all the machines out and they're all shuttered. And there were lots of these places down here because they played fast and loose with the algorithms so that they would not pay as much as a regular casino, which doesn't pay much anyway.
The Spin and Win makes most of their money on refreshments.
Free Little Caesars right next door. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, got some news for you. And later in the show, we'll play a little guessing game, and believe it or not, one of the three of us enjoyed a cultural activity. That's right.
Could it be?
The theater. Live dinner theater. See if you can guess. We'll be right back, everybody. Take it from me, it is the best time of year to relax and cozy up with a great bottle of wine. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. How do they do it? Naked Wines brings you amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in a store. By cutting out extra costs like middlemen markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. Such a deal! Get the best wine at the best price with Naked Wines. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in the code TMOS for both the code and the password for $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles for only $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off your first 6 bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. Just remember to use the code and password TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. All right, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much. Hit the newser. There we go. Hey, everybody. How are you? I'm Mike O'Mara.
Did you call it a newser?
Hit the newser.
I like that.
Hit the newser.
Hit the news. See, Josh, this is a new segment we have. It's called Newsers. Newsers and losers. And Mike will bring up people that are in the news and also people that deserve your brickbats. And that's how we play Newsers and Losers.
God, I want to go to the casino now, but I can't. it's like the last. This at my position right now, the last place I should be. 100%. Yeah.
Well, Rob played your music. You played those slot sounds. I knew it was going to pour you in.
You know,
I was
watching
Lady Luck last night. She was doing $1,250 spins.
And I felt like a big shot when I went up to $3.60. Those sounds.
Your big win was half of her bet.
You diminish me.
No, no, I don't. I don't. Nobody can gamble like that.
You're right. You're right.
Mega influencer.
But it's been proven that the chords and the tones that are played on slot machines are the same ones that trigger positive brain juice in your neurons.
Brain juice in your neurons.
But Mike, how many times for like, especially on the old show, when we were traveling a lot and we'd land and we'd go to some casino hotel that was off the strip, because that's what we were saying. But when you check in, you start to hear ding, 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 ding.
Come and visit us. Come and give us your money.
I remember at least once when you said, Rob, finish checking in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
remember, all important sayings about gambling exist in the movie Casino. In the end, we get it all.
They get it all. That's why we have to do Newsers now.
This is appropriate today. In a new poll, people were asked for their opinions on various days of the week. And not surprisingly, the least popular day by far was Monday. Only 42% of employed Americans have a favorable opinion of Mondays. Each passing day of the week got a jump in favorability, culminating on Saturday. 85% of working people love Saturdays. I love Fridays.
I love Friday. Yeah.
I love Fridays.
But not as much as Tuesday. Tuesday is awesome.
Saturday was the most popular. Slight drop off with Sunday at 78%. The interesting thing is Mondays are ranked last for every group, even for retired people. Just 69% of retired people say they're cool with Mondays, which is much higher than employed people, but it's their most hated day too. 77% of retired, I don't care where they enjoy the days.
You know,
I think that's
funny.
Just
they,
a good
they,
stat right
they
there.
They asked Josh what his favorite day was, and he said, Holy Day of Obligation.
He doesn't know what that is. He's not that kind of a churchgoer.
I'm not a Catholic.
He doesn't do the HDOs.
Well, you know what? HDOs.
Holy Days of Obligation. That's the Catholic
that.
Guy right
That's
there.
That's great. I've never heard that one before.
People,
Don't worry. Your bicep doctor will fix that.
People, boy, once you get it out of there. People are also asked about their favorite months, and everyone's least favorite are January and February. Oh, me too, baby.
February.
March is a noticeable step up. Not for me anymore.
Well, it starts birthday season.
Leading into people's favorite months of the year, and you know what they are. Number one is October. I guess people like the fall.
And Halloween.
May is second, followed by April, June, September, July, and August. I'm not a big fan of August either.
Too hot, like and it signifies the end. I like May.
This is the end. Na, 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 na. What is going on with this heat wave you all are getting up north? Do you feel it? Did you feel it this weekend? I know you got into town.
By the time I got to downtown Leesburg, the thermometer in my automobile said 91.
Some cities in California and Arizona are already seeing highs over 100 degrees, which is about 30 degrees hotter than usual. One small community near Martinez Lake, Arizona. Josh, you vacationed there before, haven't you, in Martinez Lake?
Lake?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It made
history. He was on the Airbnb that's actually floating in the lake.
Very
it's
exciting.
On pontoons.
Martinez Lake, Arizona hit 110 degrees last week. That was the hottest March temperature ever recorded in the United States, at least until the following day, when areas of California and Arizona hit 112. Normally, that kind of heat doesn't show up until late May. And here's some of the more fun news to add on. There's also a high-pressure system building in the U.S. right now. It's what forecasters call a heat dome.
Oh, I hate the heat dome.
It's a heat dome.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. I loved Heat Dome.
I always thought it was called Heat Doomy, Dome.
It was Heat Dome, where Arnold Schwarzenegger starred as a roller skater, and they lost.
Never wore a helmet.
No, if they lost the race, then they would be hit with a space heat laser. Okay. That's what it was. Anyway, more heat coming this week, so keep me advised. Down here, we're kind of we're normal. We're digging the weather down here. It's like low 80s, high 70s. Perfection right here.
I was bitter the couple days that Leesburg was warmer than Miami. But I understand it's not isolated to our areas. In Burbank, it was 102 and dry, just like Carol Burnett.
Yeah, still with us. God bless her. You've not locked that in now, unfortunately. It'll be your fault.
Yeah, well, you know what? Harvey and Tim miss her.
Speaking of celebrities passing away, Chuck Norris, he passed away Friday morning in Hawaii at the age of 86. He'd been hospitalized the day before. The circumstances are being kept private at this time, but they say he was, quote, surrounded by his family and was at peace. He survived by second wife Gina O'Kelly, 3 sons, 2 daughters, and several grandchildren. Chuck was one of the big action stars of the 70s and 80s. We had the chance to interview him on the old Don and Mike show.
Good guy.
He got his break in the 1972 Bruce Lee movie Return of the Dragon. His other classics include Delta Force, Mission and Action movies, Good Guys Wear Black, The Octagon. I remember Lone Wolf McQuade.
Sure.
Probably my favorite Chuck Norris movie was Lone Wolf McQuade. I love westerns. In addition to the action comedies Sidekicks and Top Dog, in 1993, he revived a waning career with the CBS series that most people know him for now, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Sidekicks was what he was promoting when he came to the radio station. And I don't remember seeing him as much as I remember when he hugged our receptionist, Miss Terry, and the volume of scream we got from her when Chuck Norris hugged her was really quite remarkable. She was, yeah.
Let's see. Walker, Texas Ranger lasted till 2001 and was followed by a TV movie. He appeared in The Expendables 2. I'm not sure when that one was, but he did that. So,
did they ask him, Norris, did any comment from his first wife, Doris? Doris Norris?
Doris Norris. also passing this weekend, Robert Mueller, the Mueller report and FBI director, very dignified, classy guy. And our president thought it'd be a good idea to say, I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah. If that you have any doubt that he was a great patriot, just read that. That I guess it was from Truth Social. And by the way, folks on social media.
Even some of the MAGA people that really support Trump were all over him for that. That's disgusting. It really is.
To you people that love to play along on social media, Chuck Norris jokes were never that great.
Right.
And they're easy to do. I'll give you that. But now that he has passed, maybe a moratorium on those. Let's let them go.
Good idea. Please. Yeah. You know, time has passed.
Yes. For that. So is Chuck.
Actors you lose interest in. I think people are just like me that there are certain stars in a movie where if you see a movie that's out and it's got that actor and you're like, nope, won't do it. You boycott people. Yeah. You're not interested in the actor. You know?
But then there are movies that if there is a certain person in it, you'll watch the movie regardless of the quality.
I never missed a Denzel is my number one right now. I love Denzel movies. And I used to feel the same way about Gene Hackman.
Yep.
There was a time when Robert De Niro was there. That waned when he started making some clinkers. Let's go through the list.
I loved Claude Rains.
These are the actors that if you see them, you're not going to participate. Jared Leto is number one.
Oh, I went to middle school with him.
Yeah, and let's see.
But I can see that.
Like art pieces and stuff now, right?
Is that what he does?
He does a lot of things. His band isn't Dog Star. That's Keanu's band. He has a band that tours, and when he tours, he says, well, I don't want to talk about movies. I want to talk about my music.
I'm not sure who was surveyed for this, but I'll just go right through quickly.
All right.
Chris Pratt. I'll go 10 to 2. Okay. Chris Pratt at number 10. Pete Davidson at number 8. Awkwafina. Has Awkwafina been in enough movies to really warrant
absolutely.
That?
She had her own TV series, and she was in Crazy Rich Asians. I think she's funny. I love
Ben Stiller.
I've heard of her yet.
Ben Stiller is on my list. If Ben Stiller's in it, I do not go to see it. I don't
care. He's really
for him.
Short. Did you know he was short?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Julia Roberts. She's probably on your list, right? You don't go to Julia Roberts movies,
it's
right?
It's all a little too sweet and happy and lollipoppy for me.
Dakota Johnson. 50 Shades of Grey.
Don's daughter.
I don't know if I put that much import on her
in
a movie.
Name one movie she's in.
I can't even picture her mentally.
Besides that, though.
Okay.
She's so bland. She brings very little to the table. So
Kevin Hart at number 4, 100%. I have never, will never see a Kevin Hart movie.
I would like to bet $1 that Josh can name 2 Kevin Hart movies that he likes.
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Oh, damn it!
The first Jumanji remake wasn't too bad.
Okay.
I think he was in that.
And he made a movie with The Rock.
They're memorable. Well, he's number 2, number 3.
I don't know what else he made.
The Rock is number three on the list.
Your guy. You picked his career years ago.
The explanation here is all of his movies are kind of the same at the core, since his contracts say that he's not allowed. His contracts say he's not allowed to lose. That's pretty funny. I love that. Let's see. And for some reason, she made it onto this list, but she doesn't deserve to even be on a movie list. Kim Kardashian. But yeah, that's the way people feel about her. So there's that.
I've never seen an episode.
She's got that TV
show. I'm sorry, Josh. Go ahead. Episode.
She's got a TV show now, like not the Kardashians, but where she's an actress.
I have never seen an episode of the Kardashians.
I haven't either.
Clips of it, but I'm proud of the fact
I'm proud of that too.
A little later on, I'll tell you. No, I could do it right now. I'll do it later. I got to be
such
patient.
A tease.
Can't have my dessert first. There's a new trend of speed friending. Anybody familiar with this? There's speed friending events gaining steam. People meet new people just to hang out. It's part speed dating, part one-on-one socializing, and part support group in a good way. The meetups generally involve a group of 2 to 3 dozen people with an organizer who helps break the ice. They happen in neutral places like cafes, include people of all ages, although it seems bigger among millennials. Like speed dating, people rotate around the room, sitting down and chatting with new people throughout. So why is this becoming a thing? One expert says that we're in a friendship recession.
I agree.
In 1990, about 3% of Americans said they didn't have any friends. Today, between 12 to 20% say they don't have any friends. That is maybe why we're where we are today.
Yeah, you know? It doesn't help. And you know who's the biggest dick in that story is the organizer. Hey, I'm going to break the ice. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. You know, in real life, that organizer has no friends.
None at all.
They do this for all their fake friends.
Yeah. He collects all the money for the entry fee, and then he goes home to his one-bedroom hot plate apartment, just like, my life sucks.
He stops by Rosie's in Richmond and gambles a little bit, and then off to bed.
But it's hard to make friends as adults, so I'm all for any of this stuff.
I know. Mm-hmm. A woman from Texas named Sherry Jones...
Fake
was at home on Saturday when something smashed through her ceiling, ricocheted through a bedroom like a bouncy ball, and then landed next to a TV near a Pepe Le Pew DVD. That's detail. That's what I like in my news stories. Detail. Yes,
exactly.
Well, she immediately knew what it was.
What was it?
A meteor.
She immediately knew?
She says, we heard a big boom. My grandson went to check and said there was a hole in the ceiling. Then I saw the rock, and I thought, that looks like a meteor.
That rock has it in its contract. It can never lose.
It was a rock, so it can immediately rule out that poop ice or whatever that comes out of airplanes.
What are they, brown ice, they call it?
Brown ice. Delicious.
Yeah.
NASA has confirmed that there was a meteor visible in the Houston area. It weighed about a ton with a diameter of 3 feet. That's scary that they have so much weight.
That's as big as one of the balls out in front of Target.
Hi, Carla.
Every week.
That isn't what crashed through Sherry's house. If so, the house would have probably been cratered. That was just a meteorite fragment from when it exploded. It's about the size of a baseball. No one was in the room when the rock tore through. Thankfully, no one was injured. Sherry is a huge sci-fi fan and thinks it's super cool. She says she's definitely going to keep the meteorite, assuming that's what it's confirmed to be. So she's trying to get it confirmed.
Can I show you, Mike, a little bit of video I happened upon of this lady?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Yes,
unbelievable story. I'm on the second floor of the home Sherry James shares with her family here in the Spring area, and they got quite a surprise this evening when this apparent meteorite fragment came bursting through the ceiling, landing in a bedroom here.
There's sure looks like a meteorite.
Through, according to Sherry, it then bounced off this spot in the floor, ricocheted over to this part of the ceiling.
Good looking bedroom.
And then landed over here next to the TV. Sherry,
now look, the TV still has the stickers on. It must be new. Oh, here she is.
Yes, he did. My grandson found it on the floor. We heard a big boom, and when I was in my bedroom, and I didn't know what it was. So I said, it's coming out my daughter's room. So I told my grandson to go see what it was.
Do you think she's ever heard a big boom in her bedroom?
You know, fart sounds when you do them with your mouth are probably more fun than anything else.
Oh, I agree.
Uh-huh. You can do them, you can create them anyway. Yeah. Yeah. You heard a big boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So good luck to her. Hope they determine it really was a meteorite.
It would make a great necklace if you get it out of the Ziploc bag.
Finally, today, a 32-year-old man from Florida named, I hope I pronounced the name correctly, Gregory Dolcine. D-O-L-C-I-N-E was pulled over last week. Wednesday it was, around 1 a.m. after being clocked at 101 miles per hour, where the speed limit was 55. The officer asked him why he was traveling at an excessively high speed, and he said he was speeding to avoid an animal in the roadway.
Was the animal perhaps behind him?
I don't know.
Because otherwise, why would you speed?
I don't know.
Does it open up to a larger animal?
I don't know. Sadly, it's unclear what the animal was, or if he was trying to avoid hitting it, or feverishly running away from it.
Yeah, I like to think it was chasing him.
I do, Gregory, too.
Gregory was arrested for a new law here in Florida.
Oh. Super speeding. Super speeding.
Over 100 miles per hour is super speeding, which is a harsher law that went into effect in Florida last year.
That's great.
Super speeding.
I like the fact that the politicians of Florida are getting things done.
Yes. Super speeding in Florida means you can't eat any chocolate pie for over a year. There it is. Florida.
In my mind, Mike, not only is he being chased, he's being chased by a kangaroo.
Kangaroo. A kangaroo. March comes in like a kangaroo and then goes out like a thefted titmouse. Anyway, we will have more fun for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a guessing game for you two when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite, packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code MIKE at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code MIKE. Terms apply. See site for details.
Well, out on a limb here and say that I'm not the only one that does this, but every now and then I will go back and I will retry a program that was recommended to me.
Yeah.
And I have a tremendous value in Elizabeth, my daughter, my middle daughter's recommendations. And mm-hmm. she recommended this to me years ago. Hmm. And I am telling you, I have now revisited it, and I finished one season already. The show has been going for a very long time. I can't give you the exact numbers on that.
It's a streamer or a network show?
It is a streamer show.
Oh, okay.
I'm all in. I'm loving every minute of it. I really am.
Is it Gunsmoke?
It's not Gunsmoke, but I would be lying if I didn't say you were in a kind of a ballpark.
No, so it's a Western, maybe.
No, it's not a Western. That's okay. Not the ballpark. So I said kind of a ballpark.
Kind of, well, I didn't know. I'm not see, much on Josh. Josh's been to the ballpark.
Is it a Taylor Sheridan project?
No.
Joint. Is
a
it
a Taylor Sheridan joint?
Is it British? Or foreign?
Yes.
Okay, is it Peaky Blinders?
Yes, it is. How did you get that? Did I mention it before?
No, it's just, it pops up always on recommendations for me.
Really?
All the time, yeah.
Man, oh man, oh man. It is, and the season ending for season one. I am late to the party. I know they just made a movie, a Peaky Blinders movie, I believe. Yes. That's what's hitting right now. But I think I have completed the first of six seasons, I believe. I'm not sure. Well, I think they are short seasons, though.
But that feels insurmountable. I don't know that I want to get into something that's that much ahead of me.
Well, now it's five, and I knocked it out in a weekend. I'm not sure how many episodes are
six
in
episodes
each six episodes season. Per season?
Yeah.
Per so that's season. Easy, Rob. That's right. Yeah. That's six shows per season. I'll be able to knock that out. Yeah. It is. And how do you pronounce the lead's name? Yeah, I know it's C-E-L-L-I-A-N Murphy. He was in
Cillian,
Oppenheimer.
Maybe, huh?
Is it Cillian or
well,
do they
because
have
I
a...
know that there's Killian and I had a friend named Killian and there's
I
also
think it's Killian.
Jillian. Yeah.
I'm not sure. Can someone look at Josh, can you look up the correct pronunciation? I can do it. Yeah. I'll do it on my little
so in the now chat. Peaky Blinders, is this this is set in old England.
Birmingham,
right?
England.
And is a
or as they like to say, Birmingham.
Birmingham. It's not it's not isolated. They're not it's not an anthology series. Every episode is linear leading up to the next one, right?
Yes, they're I connected. Believe you are correct.
Okay. So what is I mean what is the tone of it?
It is a dark gangster smoky, dismal, fatalistic. It's all the qualities I like, not only in my TV shows, but my friends.
I thought you were gonna say your women.
My women.
Mike's
I really,
women.
I love it. All right. So how do you pronounce? I know he's gotten like nominations and stuff.
Josh, have you seen it?
No.
All right, Mike, is there any nudity or sexual content?
Do you notice the way he diminishes it, the way he says
it? No,
Josh can just say,
it.
No, I don't.
No, I'm not diminishing it. I know I would struggle with the accents.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. When I started it with Elizabeth way back when, that was my main issue with it, Josh, and I stopped. And for some reason, I'm so now used to using subtitles to watch TV. I do it all the time. So,
it's a bit. You know. Kathy and I watched everything on subtitles when we were there, just because that's what
Killian
my dad
Murphy.
Used to do. How much?
Killian.
Did you catch that? Killian.
Or is it Killian?
One more.
Killian Murphy.
Killian. Like Killian's Irish Red. But that's
Cillian.
With a K.
Cillian. I don't know. People
Killian
are going to tell us.
Killian Murphy.
Killian.
Killian Murphy.
It's all about the characters. And here's what's
no
great.
No sexy content?
It's got, oh yeah. Oh,
okay. You see, I suspected
but
as much.
But the thing, the love interest of the main character in season one is what's great about the casting, and I love it when they do this.
Yeah.
They take a beautiful woman who is not without imperfections, and that makes her more beautiful to me because she's just real, but she's borderline, like, movie star gorgeous.
Oh, so like
but,
Dana you know, the charge nurse on The Pit.
Yeah. I got to work on an impression. I don't know if I could, but... Yeah, that's what you're doing, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know everything. Yeah, I got to get some of her lines. Rob and I have there's nothing quite like a mutual dislike of a character. And when Rob picked out Dana the charge nurse, the same one that has it so totally in control.
Yeah.
It's, by the way.
Listen, we got no internet, so you're going to have to write it down, babe.
You know what? I think they could do, because they've gone there before, right? They went there with... with the last Saturday Night Live, where they did a pit sketch with the right wing Robert F. Kennedy,
pretty funny,
really well done. They could do one with Dana, the lady that knows everything. That would be absolutely fantastic.
I'd like to see her like at a board meeting or even a presidential cabinet meeting.
Could be a lot of fun.
It's the Straits of Hormuz, honey. You can't do it.
The only major name outside of Killian or Killen. Was Sam Neill, he of Jurassic Park fame, who plays this great inspector in
season
one.
He's Australian with a fake American accent, right?
Well, no, he's got a British accent in this, obviously. They're all British. They're from Birmingham, England, and Ireland, and all these. And
but
it's
I think he played American accent in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But he has, I think he might be Australian. I don't know.
I remember the one line from they eat you while you're still alive. Anyway, New check Zealand. It out. What's that?
New Zealand. Is where New Zealand. Was from.
I was close. That's where he's from. Yeah. So check it out. Check it out like a show that's like 10, 12 years old, maybe 20 years old. And yeah. I'm saying
check out Breaking check Bad out. While you're getting on that.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. after Breaking Bad, there's a funny show called Laverne and Shirley. No, you got to watch it.
There's nothing like I love me the binging. I love it's binging. Great. And when you get something that's really good, and Elizabeth has recommended so many good programs for us, and Carla will not join me because it's too gangstery.
Yeah.
Lots of gratuitous violence, but you know me, the bloodier the better. That's
some
what
of
I
the
say.
Best discoveries I've had on streaming video are shows that are 10 years old that failed 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then you can jump in and watch them in a row, and that's the way to do it. And if you have any doubt, Mike, that you're speaking the truth, Rolando in the chat room says he's a good actor.
Well, that tension helps for shows that have a slow burn and a slow build up.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're not going to come back the next week, but the next episode's there, so I'll give it a little bit more time.
I hate the fact that The Pit is a week-to-week thing, because they've got good cliffhangers on that
show. My rhyme today would be, when your shoulder is impinging, why not try some binging? Speaking of our guy to the right here, Mr. Soroka,
yes.
As usual, probably more than any guy on the show, he has the biggest weekends. He has the biggest investment. Course. I can have a good weekend, but they never compare.
It's been such a busy week.
It's been a very busy, and he's been a busy boy.
And Mike, if your bicep isn't Pena, just ask for charge nurse Dana.
We'll be right back, everybody. Folks, I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac. Low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, Doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life, plus free shipping, and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you. Yay! There it is. Rob's eating it just like candy.
I put it on ice cream.
Right.
It's like some people call them sprinkles, some people call them jimmies, but I like to just put them on my ice cream.
Nom, nom, nom. Josh Soroka, big weekend for you.
Yes.
I think going to like a knockoff of the Savannah Bananas is very much tight. But then when you informed me that you went to a dinner theater, I was stunned.
Yeah, last week was a whole lot of spring break, going to baseball games, entertaining kids, all that type of stuff.
Now, when you entertain kids, do you get them in a room and do your act?
I wish I had a laugh track handy right now.
No, it's a lot of go, go, go.
Yes, so, of course.
So then, so busy week. So we capped it off on Saturday without the kids. Kids went back to their other homes. And we went out with my parents to the dinner theater.
Oh, you took mom and dad out to the dinner theater. Did. That's a classy move.
Well, and, you know, according to this paper they give you, whatever program.
The playbill?
The playbill. It is
the paper they give you,
dinner theater in the nation.
Oh, so this is the real deal there. Mm-hmm. That looks like it's a pretty classy outfit.
It looked like they redecorated it late 80s. But
okay,
but
when you got
have kept it clean.
Large?
Yeah. It was pretty large. It was three rows around the stage of tables. Mm-hmm. So a couple hundred.
When they give you the bulletin when you come in,
yes.
Does it talk about the history of it? And what's the name of the outfit? Alhambra's?
Alhambra.
Okay. Alhambra. Come on, know your pronunciations.
And know your theater. Alhambra. Know your theater.
I know that Kelly says it looks exactly like when she went to it in high school.
Okay, so it's been around forever.
But they have kept it up, and they keep it moving. It was sold out. We bought these tickets months ago.
Average age of the clientele?
82.
Wow, and that's right, with you look, bringing it down, yeah.
All right, during intermission. And I'll get to the play in a minute and which play it was.
Yeah.
But here's a good representation of the clientele. During intermission, I wait because I'm like, let everyone else run to the bathroom. I'll sneak in at the end. I go and there's a line for the men's room. And I was like, this is odd. And I get further up and it's the same three old men standing at the urinals. And they are there, just standing there. Nothing's working, apparently. Because they are standing there long enough that everyone else is going into the stall one at a time. Same three old men standing at the urinals.
As I waited in line,
as I used the restroom, as I washed my hands and left. Same three guys still standing there struggling.
When Kelly went in high school, were those guys there then?
Yeah, prostate anchors is what they got.
So that was the age. It wasn't one guy with prostate issues. It was three.
And
a 15-minute intermission was not long enough.
Wow, and I'm dying to know the affair. Was it Fiddler on the Roof?
No, before that, Mike, how was the food?
The food was plentiful. They don't give you much options. They give you chicken. You can choose chicken, fish, or vegetable.
Was it a dinner service or a buffet?
It was a table service.
Table service?
Mike, it was a Pennsylvania Dutch buffet, as I recall.
And the one down here that Broadway.
Light?
I forgot mine. It's one that I go all the kids' shows, where they have the buffet, you know.
Sure.
Great corn.
Yeah, and chicken fingers. Carbs for the kiddies.
Mm-hmm. I got to get to it. What is it? What was the show?
Yeah, so the play was Damn Yankees.
Jerry Lewis's little thing, right?
Which I've never seen before.
I mean, it goes way back. It's a 1940s show, I think, or early 50s, but Jerry revived it in the 80s. That's when I saw it.
Well, and I've never seen it before, and I appreciated Kelly picking out a musical that at least interests me that there's some baseball going on.
Doesn't it feature the Washington Senators?
It does feature the Senators.
Did they update it to the Nationals?
No, they updated it to the Orioles, I was reading, in early 2000.
There it is. That had to excite you.
Well, it did, until I went there, and a big sign said the Senators, and I said, oh, this place didn't update it.
I see.
Yeah. Let me ask this. Any chance of live music, or was it to a track?
No, it was to a track with live singing. But, you know, the very first song is an old lady singing about how she loses her husband for 6 months of the year while during baseball season because
is
he's
her
all
name
focused
Carrie?
On TV. Well, I this song, I get a tap from Kelly. I can relate, and at the same time, I hear my mom telling my dad, "I can relate."
Isn't that sweet? That's very sweet.
See, it's everyone. It's not just my family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
everyone's.
Is this the one where didn't Jerry play the devil character?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a while. The Senator's manager sells his soul for a winning season, or a player sells his soul.
A lifelong Senator's fan sells his soul to the devil to be transformed into a young baseball superstar that's going to turn around the franchise.
Because when I saw it, they had totally rebuilt it to be a Jerry Lewis show. It really is not accurate.
And
to
the devil is the star of the show, right?
Yeah. The devil is the star of the show.
And there's at least one song I bet you recognize, Josh.
Yes, there was.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
No. No. I mean, there was
the old Rugged Cross. Can I guess?
Go ahead.
You've
got to have heart. That's
miles and miles and miles of heart.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Peggy Lee had the hit. Yeah.
It was fun to go out and do something different, even though it was just We were the youngest people in the theater.
How was the cast? Was there anyone? Were there women in the cast?
Everyone
was it a drag show?
I got very nervous on the very first number.
Why?
Well, because they start with one lady singing this 6 months out of the year, and then all these other performers run out on the stage, and they run out, and they it's
all the first, Robs.
You yeah, see, well, I was going to ask that question. I know it's self-serving, but was there one character that was a Rob in the?
There
cast?
Always is. In
there always theater. Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You were on the baseball team. but here's the problem. Big. He's their slugger. Yeah. He's been there a while. He's the foundation of that team.
I bet he didn't really convey being a slugger very well.
Very first song. They all come running in. They do their dance move. Dancer right in the front, he falls off the stage immediately.
Fantastic. To the ground.
Like that's like, is that like, a drop? Is it a significant drop?
Like 2.5 feet off the ground to falls right next to someone's table where they're eating. And that immediately concerned me. Rest of the play was smooth, no issues.
That is
but for
something.
That to be the very first thing.
Did he recover? Did he recover quickly?
Oh, he acted like it was part of his dance move. He popped right back up on that
young
stage
guy,
and kept
I guess,
dancing.
Fit was able to get right
85.
Back.
85.
Were there any attractive people in the cast?
No.
A lot of times, Mike, when you see attractive people in theater, it's contingent on your distance away from the stage.
even the female protagonist that was supposed to attract him and distract him sexually could have been better casted.
How many Sorokas do you give it?
Five being the best.
I had a great night. I enjoyed it.
Okay. All right.
So
did they have dessert?
The dessert is where the food and all lacked, because you had an option of like a caramel apple ice cream option or a Cracker Jack cake. And I went
Cracker Jack cake?
They were doing themes.
They were doing baseball
themes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Josh,
so
did
I went
you
with the Cracker Jack cake
and
thinking, I've never heard of this. Let me see what this is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It was a yellow and cake with white frosting.
Thank you for the detail.
Three Cracker Jacks on it.
Rob, you have one last question.
Yeah, I do. But I do want to say that the Cracker Jack cake comes with a prize. And that's the next morning when you your brains out. Josh, did you have a gummy before the show?
Of course.
Yes, okay. There you go. Yeah.
Way to enjoy dinner theater. That is fantastic.
Theater.
It's the best. You'll have to save the baseball thing till next time. I want to hear about that too.
We got all week.
Yeah, all week. We're here all week. That's the way that works.
All the week.
And do you have some beautiful video standing by, even though you overslept?
Mike, I didn't oversleep. I had a brain fart. Yes, I have beautiful video.
Beautiful video coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Do you ever stop and wonder if any modern-day idiots walk among us during these desperate times? Well, they most certainly do. They're the dorks who gladly listen to the free show Monday through Thursday without being a part of the TMOS bonus show family. This is rude behavior, to be sure. But do we hate you? No. We just wish you all the joy that comes with unfettered access to all the TMOS content, because better access means more fun. You deserve more, like our state-of-the-art TMOS extras, fun and unpredictable extra content that you won't get anywhere else. Or sign up for commercial-free TMOS, which also includes the bonus show every week. Remember, your bonus subscription is the power behind everything TMOS. So when you grab that bonus subscription, you're making sure all the great stuff keeps on a-coming. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get on it! Grip it. All right. Hey, Rob, before you play your thingy, can I ask you this question? Just a little pantomime here.
Sure.
Be the doctor and say, after the sharp pain, did you experience any bruising?
After the sharp pain, Mr. O'Mara, did you experience any bruising?
No, not really.
You just walked into a door. That's all.
There you go. Yes, yeah, exactly. She didn't hit me. I don't know. Arrest her. Don't arrest her.
I
take
love
it away.
Her. She wouldn't hit me. She didn't love me.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I want to be very clear. I like Justin Timberlake. I think he's very talented. I think he's made a lot of great music. And I appreciate what he does. I love the fact that he comes from a kid stardom, and he was even still good on Saturday Night Live. So I was saddened when he was arrested for drunk driving some months back, but I think he sort of, you know, paid the price. I didn't think that the video of his sobriety test would be this fun.
Stops, okay. Because you keep veering off to the left, and then you're not stopping at the stop signs.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Is this your vehicle? Whose vehicle is it?
It's just a rental.
It's a rental? Okay. Do you have any registration with it? Do you know if they can put it in the glove box?
Did you come from the golf course?
No, from a bar going home.
On tour.
Okay. What well, no, doing? I mean, sometimes.
I want to get that question in. He says, what are you
I'm
doing?
On tour.
And he says, I'm on tour.
What are you visiting?
Yeah, I'm on tour.
What are you doing?
I'm on the world tour.
A what?
A world tour.
Doing what?
Hard to explain.
I'm a superstar.
Yeah.
Come on, Justin.
World tour. I'm Justin Timberlake.
He did pretty good until he had to explain the world tour, I think.
You know, let me tell you what I like about that.
Okay.
He's trying to be humble, and he's having trouble.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have 1 inch, even with alcohol in his system, he doesn't have 1 inch of snark in his ass.
No.
Which I find, what's that?
Besides world tour.
Well, no, they pulled that out of him.
Well, I mean, he's, yeah, but at the same time, he's trying not to be a dick.
Yeah, he hasn't said who he was yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people, a lot of times when they get pulled for drunk driving, it's a very sad time because by the time you get brought back to the station house, you've sobered up. And that's disappointing.
How do you know that?
A friend told me. So maybe that friend got put into a cell that had the word Primus etched in with a dime. I don't know. But so many details we can overlook. But he did make a joke when he was reviewing his
app. It was really anus.
Justin Timberlake was reviewing his documents before he signed them, and he made a joke when it came to the description of his race.
Real quick before he signed. White? I'm just kidding.
I like him more now.
I do too. I really do.
I mean, nobody should drink and drive. Everybody knows that.
No.
He seems like a pretty level-headed guy.
Why is it being released now? Wasn't this like 3 years ago?
It was about a year ago. It's just the footage from the cops finally surfaced. I don't know. I can't explain
that.
It just
popped on everybody's feed. Just went viral.
Let's close with this. I didn't watch a lot of basketball over the weekend. I know that VCU won their first game against all odds. Great comeback. VCU did not win, so I don't have a rooting interest. But one of the biggest surprises is that High Point beat the Wisconsin Badgers. No one thought this would happen.
High Point.
And I've
tiny, tiny school.
Yeah, and they make dryers, don't they? Oh, that's Hot Point.
Hot Point.
You got to love the fact that they had a student crew doing the radio call as they won in the last few minutes. These kids are having a blast. God bless them.
They're sport coats.
Yeah.
Takes it in bounds. 9 seconds. Boyd wants it inside. Five, 6 seconds. Blood! Yeah, Boyd, they launch down court.
Those are the broadcast students.
It's a Cinderella story in Portland, Oregon. For the first time in program history.
Big upset. Biggest upset so far.
And they went home and they did not get laid.
Not those two guys.
Not those two. Unless they went home together.
Hey, we didn't mention it today. We are selling tickets to the cruise, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
We asked you what you wanted us to do different. You said make it longer and make it less costly for you. And we did both. That's why we'd love to see you on the Margaritaville at Sea Islander starting January 21st, 2027. The other thing was you said give us enough lead time.
Yes.
Well, how's almost a year for you? Is that going to work for
I'll
you?
Take
did they
it.
Teach you that here? We'll see you out there. A cruise to the Western Caribbean with the whole Mike O'Mara Show crew. Your usual favorite live show. We'll be doing a live show on board. And we're going to exotic Cozumel. And it's going to be a great cruise leaving out of Tampa. That's going to be January 21st, 2027. Make sure you go to MikeOMaraShow.com and get your tickets. Make your arrangements. We gave you plenty of lead time. And the prices are delightful. We think you will agree. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, the Bruise King, saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, my sister went around and looked in the toilet. She's like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. It's a baby.
Well, I don't get the right man.
How about that?